This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right, it is not. It is a receiver of joy. Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you at an altitude from an altitude of 5,280 feet. And we look forward to seeing you join us on higher ground in June. Mile High comes early this year, June 3rd to 5th, 2021. So make sure you have that etched in to your calendar and reserve your seats. And of course, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High tick for these podcasts that come to you each week. And I am super thrilled to be looking face to face, as well at least virtually face to face, to my good friend Dr. Joel Kinch, Mile High MC, which is the least of his claims to fame, who has done so much for chiropractic. He graduated from Hummer West in 95. He's had founded two thriving practices in Washington, later on in California, and now hails from Castle Rock, which is what you're seeing in the scenic background right now. He's married to his wonderful wife, and beautiful wife, Kathy Kinch, and two wonderful kids, and was part of the inaugural Legion of Chiropractic Philosophers, and honored to be the first graduating class of the Diplomats in Chiropractic Philosophical Standards, which is really, truly, truly outstanding. And we are honored to have him as part of Mile High each year. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Joel.
Hey, thank you, Danny. I've been doing this 25 years. It's crazy all the stuff that's going on with the past, man. It's just flying by, having fun.
And changing lives for the better.
Yes, absolutely. In this beautiful Colorado, people think it's cold and wintry and everything like that, but it's beautiful out here, man. Want to keep it secret.
I always say, family that members say, you know, hey, I can't live in Colorado, it's too cold. I'm like, well, you can keep being misunderstanding. It's beautiful in the summer, it's beautiful in the winter. So, yep. And if you like Colorado during the winter for skiing, you're going to love it in the summer too. So, and that's when you should be here in June. So, Joel, let's talk a little bit of tick on this beautiful day, because we don't do that enough.
You've made the official announcement on what the focus is on this year's Mile High, right?
Yes, we did. That's right. We made the official announcement that we're going to be focusing on the art of chiropractic. And, you know, there's lots of Mile High has been, we talk about philosophy, we talk about vision and strategy as the focus of it. And that still be the case, but we're going to bring that all into the art. You know, the philosophy around the art, vision around the art, improving your strategies around the art, right? So I'm super psyched about it.
One of the things I'm excited about is I can only imagine with your planning and who you're reaching out to, it's going to be amazing to have so many different minds, so many different arts, if you will, under one big tent, all coming together for chiropractic.
I got to tell you, my mind is spinning around who to ask to speak. And I've been making the list over and over again, because it's going to be such an incredible conglomeration of brilliance of people that are focused on, you know, one thing, which is freeing the spine for subluxation, optimizing the spine and nerve system, and analyzing it so people, you know, improve their skills around the analysis of the spine. So let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What has thrilled you about Mile High thus far? You know, you've been involved in Mile High for 8 years now. We're going to 9 years. What's thrilled you about it over the 8 years?
That the focus has always remained on chiropractic, whether it's from the vendors to the check-ins to the registration to the hotel to the people that are there, those that are on stage, it's all about chiropractic. You know, we talk about the high, the what, and the how, and now with Mile High coming up next year with the art, we're hitting all three on the why, what, and how we're doing it. And to get so many different minds, but think about it, when I'm thinking about this art, we're going to have structure people there. We're going to have tonal people there. We're going to have the network. We're going to have everybody under one roof. And I was thinking back when maybe lyceums or different things like that, it's been done. But for a conference to have so many different thoughts about the vertebral subluxation and its correction, and more importantly, the objective indicators, which is important with the art, hearing the different types of techniques that maybe I never even heard about. What are their indicators? How do they, what, why, and how do they go about it? And how do they post-check, and how you can bring it into your office? You know, just getting that one granule outside of your lane in chiropractic can make a dramatic difference inside your practice. And so I'm super excited about this year.
And, you know, actually on that thought, I'll mention one person who'll be speaking because I talked to him about this, which is Dan Lyons, good friend of yours, good friend of mine. And we him and I talked about that and that this is going to be our focus and he's going to be one of the speakers. So I guess we can announce him as a speaker. I haven't done an official post announcing it, but he knows he's going to be speaking as one of our CE speakers. And so here's the thing. If you're going to have multiple people speaking about the art of chiropractic, it's very easy in the chiropractic world to that be a who is, which technique is better conversation, which is not what we're going to do. But it's very easy to go that, you know, lane where the person speaking is, well, you should do network because of this, and this is what my presentation, or you should do CBP or Gonstead or, you know, just gone. That's not what we're going to do. This is what I talked about with Dan Lyons. What can he present that would help someone who doesn't know anything about Gonstead to help them be a better chiropractor? And he called it Gonstead for the non-Gonstead chiropractor. You know, I want that from all the presenters. So, like, how can someone be a better chiropractor from learning some, like, I have not learned too much about CBP. I'd like to learn some things about the spine and nerve system that will help me be better at what I do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think that'll be phenomenal for everybody.
Right. And what's special about Mile High is you can go to a technique specific seminar for the weekend, but you will get the breakouts of why we do what we do chiropractic philosophically. Why do we do what we do? So when you hear that and then you're listening to all the art people, you can start plugging it into, okay, now why am I doing this? And then you'll get the what, you know, what are we looking for? How are we looking for it? The aspects of every technique that you have there is, you know, what objective indicators, because, you know, philosophically, are we chasing the pain points? Are we chasing the why points, you know? And under one weekend and under all weekend, you're going to get the why, the what, and the how. Super excited.
I think, I mean, I'm above thrilled, especially when you think in many ways, sadly, the art of chiropractic is lost in many institutions, you know, and I don't want chiropractic to be a lost art, right? And I know you don't want it to be a lost art either. We don't want the philosophy to be lost or the science to be lost, and we don't want the art to be lost, you know, and to me, I know there was this place for me as becoming a chiropractor that I thought I was so amazed at what people did working on me as a patient, you know, at that point, and said, I want to learn how to do this. This is amazing. And there's a mysticism about the art, like when you're a non-chiropractor, like, I've got to learn this skill set. So I think there's a certain type of mystique. That's what I want, not mysticism, but a mystique of like, hey, I want to be able to do have the skill set. I think all of us have a certain, you know, passion for being artists. So in terms of delivering and caring for people, and to stretch that out all weekend will be phenomenal, and very diverse and growth experience, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's truly the fun part of practice for me is working out the, you know, the why and the what. When you're in there in the art form, each person's different. Each person presents differently. And that's what makes it fun day to day. People coming in may think, or even some chiropractors out think, they're, oh, it's just the same thing over and over and over again. No. each patient's completely different. And that's the art and the fun of every day you go in. It's that, first person that walks in the morning, the last one that walks out at night. You may be, whether it's 10, 20, 100, 150, 200 different interactions that day. It's the art, and each one is individual, and that focus on that one is what makes the day and the life awesome in chiropractic.
Right, right. And, you know, I know that for me as well. It's like, it's not cookie cutter. Every person's individual. Even though I might have, you know, rules and guidelines for the technique and analysis approach I do, each person becomes a new, you know, tapestry that you're working with. And so that's really important for people to get from the stage. So let me ask you, so, you know, from a chiropractic diplomat point of view, right, and someone who's really dove into the philosophy, how does the philosophy, how does it help us direct us in terms of the art?
Well, philosophically, if you are not grounded in what chiropractic was founded upon, it's very easy to get off track. And what I mean by that is this, is where it starts getting mundane and boring is where, oh, I got another headache person in, or hey, I got another low back person coming in. And that's not chiropractic philosophy. That's more of that mechanistic medical model out there. By staying within that vitalistic chiropractic philosophy, where it's about getting that mind-body connection, that mental impulse freely from brain cell to tissue cell. And then what am I doing? So in my understanding of the philosophy, and the deeper you go, what is it that I can look for as an indicator that would let me know that there's vertebral subluxation present, there's less than going through that nerve mental impulse out to that tissue cell? What am I going to do art-wise? What's right for me in my heart, as long as it's chasing after those indicators based off that philosophical grounding? The patient, your patient base is worldwide. You've got billions of patients out there. So philosophically, you stay grounded in chiropractic. One, you have nothing but practice explosion, because the whole town, the whole country, the whole state, the whole world needs your services. Versus if you are weak in that philosophical standard, where you have that tendency to bounce outside the lane into that medical model, chasing the latest headache cure, that's when it becomes mundane, no fun. You're just grinding. So for me, being philosophically sound in my practice lights that fuse for the fun at the end, which is the result of that chiropractic clearing.
And I'll tell you something, this thought came up as I was listening to you, and this is why I think this is important for new practitioners, and I think it's important for students, because part of my focus on Mile High is having a philosophically based program that's congruent, coherent, with our principles, with the foundational principles, and regardless of where someone is on the spectrum of those principles, that they're facing the direction of, if I want to grow in those and get strength in that area from wherever I am, like Mile High is a place, if those are in your heart, in your foundation, and I want to strengthen my understanding and so on, this is where I want to go. And Mile High is the place to be each year, and also the podcast and things to listen to. So I was once talking to a student recently, okay, where this was like nails on the blackboard for me. Okay, he was talking to me and he said to me, you know, I've learned upper cervical work. I don't need to say where they went to school or anything. Just student XYZ. He came to me and said, I've learned upper cervical work. So I'm really happy I learned that, because it will help me with headaches patients. And I want to learn network, because it will help me with people that have emotional challenges. And my brain was just like, I said, okay, this person did not learn the philosophy to direct the art, because doing upper cervical work is not about that, and doing network is not about that. It's about both things are about the same objective of optimizing the spine and nerve system. It's free of interference. It's the greatest level of organization. And that understanding has to be underneath what you're doing with your art, as compared to, I'm doing a technique based on, I'm adjusting here because I'm chasing a symptom, right? They have low back pain, so I'm doing this particular approach or whatever.
You know, I have to be careful of getting in there and getting so focused on clearing out so indicators are gone, knowing that person's walking out functioning better,
right,
that I can get caught up into almost just negating those awesome secondary effects of when the body's functioning at 100%. You know, I'm not attached to those, but part of the fun is philosophically, you'd say, look, you know, when someone comes in and says, maybe my headaches are less, or maybe my headaches have gone away, or whatever the case may be, that's phenomenal. You recognize it with those people, but you got to come back to the philosophy that, one, the adjustment didn't do it. First and foremost, it wasn't the upper cervical adjustment. It wasn't the network session. It wasn't a toggle adjustment by me. It was the power was on fire. The body did what it's designed to do. And we'll talk about a great discussion to have right now, especially in this climate and day and age of what's going on with the scare and fear that's out there. What a better way to bring people into your office and say, hey, look, you got to come hear what we have to say in our office, because we ain't living in fear. Just because, hey, look, just because I recognize that it's a bad flu season, but just because I don't honor it and living in fear doesn't mean I recognize it. I just choose not to live in fear. And if you want to be that way in a chiropractic office and in life, come on in. My office is the place to be.
Right. Right. So important. And so important. And when you said something about indicators, which is super, super important, we'll definitely have some of the presenters talking about the art of the assessment, of assessing the spine, not just the art of, you know, a particular technique or analysis protocol, but the art of assessing the spine and nerve system, right? Because there's a lot of online things about just, you know, look how loud the noise is and how fast your thrust is what's on the video that you posted online, that's what's cool. That's a problem to me, right? And to many, all right? Because we want to actually say, did you assess the person's spine and did their nerve system improve? How loud the pop is, not how you determine whether the person, like, was a successful adjustment, right? A successful force application. So bringing that art of assessment to that, we're assessing indicators that are not like chasing symptoms, is a vital philosophic part, vital, central to having a philosophical approach. And you can still celebrate the symptoms that change, right? We can celebrate people's successes, but where do you give the credit to?
Mm-hmm. Them.
Right.
You give it to them. If you are putting a force in and you don't have any indicators pre and post, you're manipulating. It's as simple as that.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. I'm glad you're back.
No, I said exactly. You're 1,000% right. 1,000% right. And so
I'm super excited because, you know, I've been dipped into a little bit because I've been with Mile High all these years of hearing Donnie and hearing other networkers and tunnel people. And you and I have known each other for a long, long time. And we've never really had a discussion, have we?
No,
we never really have.
Right. Exactly. I've never presented anything on analysis at a Mile High program, you know, from a philosophical standpoint. So this will be fun.
And that's why we need it.
Right.
Right. Exactly right. Why we need it.
And to bring that in. And here's the thing. Relative to the art of chiropractic, how can I ask this? Relative to the art of chiropractic, would you say people in educational institutions around the world, without picking a particular educational institution, do you think in our chiropractic education we're getting a very clear education around the art?
I can tell you I did 25 years ago. But speaking off of just these last years and speaking to students at Mile High and speaking to the students that come through my office, to echo what you said, how do I say this? I would think that they would think they've been taught art, but they are more confused about the arts versus empowered by the art. Just seems to be a lot of confusion with their technique, their certainty regarding it, definitely. You know, and we have, both of us have friends that have been on and off faculty, presidents, non-presidents of school, talking to, you know, presidents of associations and everything like that. It's it's becoming a lost art. Maybe we need to become raiders, huh?
Yeah, exactly. and with that, there's a place where for new grad students and people that didn't graduate, say, like, I know, for example, I use a frame of reference, my dad, Donnie, and like what he learned when he went to Columbia Chiropractic before his NYCC, and he talks about the education philosophy classes he has then. You talk about what you had 25 years ago, what I had 25 years ago at Sherman, compared to what general chiropractic education has been the last 5 or 10 years. There's been sadly a shift of the art being lost and it looking very similar to physical therapy.
Yeah.
Right. And so we want to make sure that through this, people will gain that, like, wow, there's a difference between a chiropractic adjustment and manipulation. There's a difference between the art of chiropractic and musculoskeletal therapeutics. They're not the same thing, you know, right?
And it's not just lexicon.
Exactly.
And what I mean by that is, you know, one of my great mentors, Rob Sinnott and Dan Lyons and you, the philosophical people, we talk about we have to maintain our distinct language, because one of the things that happens is when to get people or culture to assimilate, one of the things that they do is they change their lexicon. They make their lexicon obsolete. They make them feel inferior because of their lexicon. It's one of the great things about the what and the science of chiropractic that we've talked about at Mile High. We have to keep the lexicon, but if we're using the term adjustment and we don't have the philosophical grounding or the scientific background behind it, you are manipulating.
Right.
You are manipulating. And that's it's going to be fantastic to get everybody together in a different month, a new week, and a week earlier into the summer. Mile High is going to be fun. It's a beautiful time for people to get out here. As you can see, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And I think it's going to bring a different depth with having, not that Mile High isn't already reputated for having a tremendous amount of depth and content. It's going to have a different flavor to the depth with focusing on the art. So if you were to help someone from a philosophical point of view, be directed technique wise, like how, if you're learning a technique seminar, an analysis seminar or something like that, how do you decide whether this is actually a chiropractic approach? What makes something a chiropractic approach in your eyes?
Sounds
like philosophical eyes, right?
This is how a lot of fights happen at seminars.
It is. But it should come back to the philosophy, not to particularly, you're right. It does. It's like, yep, this technique becomes, you know, their chiropractic technique and they're not. Well, we should go back to the philosophy of what makes something a chiropractic approach.
Wow, man, that's a weekend. Well, first and foremost, it's if you're going in and you are expecting to make the change, that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake in chiropractic.
Very
in that,
true.
Yeah, chiropractic is honoring of the body and the you know, to use the catchphrase, you know, the power that made the body heals the body. Sometimes, by the way, you know, all your technique, all your analysis, everything, at least with me, I should say, all my technique, all my art, all my analysis are based off of everything I'm going to do, anything I'm going to do to that person or offer to that person is going to allow them to be better because of themselves, not because of me. And then my analysis is based off that. My indicators are based off that. And where I put a force in is based off of that. Nothing to do with symptoms, you know, and that's another big discussion we can have around the couches and at the party and around the fire at night is our indicator symptoms. You know, we've had some long nights discussing with my friends about that is, are your objective indicators a symptom, right? And man, that's a whole nother big rabbit hole to go down too. And so I have my foundation of what I look at in techniques of rather than what am I seeing in the body versus what is the body telling me. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but my indicators are more of what is the body telling me versus what can I find.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also for me, I'll answer some of my own question on this. I think what's the objective of the approach, right? So I think, what's the objective? Like, when I'm listening to someone who's teaching a technique program, whatever it is, what's their objective in taking care of the person? And then, are they having some kind of outcome assessments that are relative to a chiropractic objective? Are they having some kind of outcome assessment? And some of them may be more soft outcome assessments. Some may be more, objective, right? There may be some softer, but there's an outcome assessment in a blend of those things, a blend of more objective and maybe more softer or more subjective outcome assessments. But there's a blend of that in developing the artist and taking care of the person as an individual. Those are two of the first things that I think of when I'm hearing a presenter versus that they're starting to say, oh, you do this adjustment for when they have ileocecal valve problems, you adjust here, right? Like that's when I start saying, okay, well, now we're kind of off the path of the objective of chiropractic. My outlook philosophically, right?
Yeah.
So I want to see that I'm applying a force in such a way. Then the third thing, so objective outcome assessments, the third thing I start to think of is, am I doing it or am I doing something to have an innate do it, right? So I'm applying a force in such a way that, hey, I'm thinking that I'm moving the bone, or am I trying to find a place to apply a force that the best force that I think innate can use in my limited knowledge of the world to that their body can use and can make a change for the better, you know, that it can upset the person's organ, that innate can make the change or upset the person's organization. Like those are three things that I think of. I'm just off spitballing off the top of my head.
Yeah, right. You know, to feed off that, one of the fun things I had, in school is getting exposed to all the different techniques out there. And yeah, there's a tracing back where, you know, okay, hemorrhoids, L5-S1, whatever it may be. And then there's that person that says, well, all my indicators are saying T12 is primary today. And then on a whole nother class, you talk about hemorrhoids and you into the upper cervical class and everything's C1, C2, right?
Right.
So why is that? So that's when I started, okay, why is it that C1, maybe T12 for my indicators or the nerve tracings back to L5? Why is that? Why? And all I'm going to tick a lot of people off with this is they're all probably right. They're all probably right with their indicators because it wasn't about the hemorrhoids. It was how can they best help the body restore its mental impulse and clear interference, getting out to so the body can do what it's designed to do. And that makes me smile.
And I think it will be a lot of fun talking about this.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. from a place that every speaker we're going to talk to about, hey, you're not there to plug your technique. You're there to help with what you know, everybody in the room be a better chiropractor. Because at the end of the day, or at the end of the seminar, I should say, at the end of the weekend, what I hope for Mile High is the person goes back to their office a better chiropractor and they make a better impact in their community for the person that's on the people that are on their tables that following week. So in their communication, in their philosophy, in their business, and this time focusing on, you know, what they're doing with their hands. They have some different ways to look at the spine that maybe they things that they didn't see through their chiropractic goggles in the past. That's going to be exciting. I'm going to be really excited.
Hey, because it's just come to me, answer one of your text questions to me in Facebook posts. Have you ever reached out to Nick Spano?
Oh, he's Nick Spano.
Yeah, advanced muscle palpation. That would be a good reach out.
Yes. Already on my list. and this is the kind of thing. Let's talk about this. There's the people on the stage, but then we know Mile High people, we do breakout sessions.
Yeah.
So all the breakout sessions, we're going to be about the art. Right?
Excellent.
So our morning sessions will be about the art, maybe about palpation, maybe about a particular technique and doing drills, maybe something like that, right? So that will be super exciting and a different flavor to the weekend You could have a breakout session. Oh, I want to go to the one that's technique XYZ, because we use acronyms a lot in chiropractic, right?
Yeah.
Right? And there's another one for this, and I want to learn more about that approach. And again, from a place that everybody grows in their ability to use these, you know, taking care of people.
Yeah, and together we all rise up. And, you know, after this crazy year, you know, you and your dedication were able to pull off a Mile High this year. But next year, it's got to be, we've got to be wide open. And so everybody's going to be clamoring to just get back together for community, people on the same page, smiling, hugging people, you know, getting back to life and getting back to the chiropractic life. I can't think of a better way than Mile High in June.
I'm super excited. So, and I think it's going to be, again, a whole different flavor with focusing on the art. And so when you think of the art of chiropractic, and going into your office, what is it that helps you focus when you're taking care of people?
I always, when I walk up to somebody, I always say, okay, this is the one. It's what I say in my head. This is the one. And why I started doing that many, many years ago is because I was beginning to, I knew who was in the office. Who knew was next. I knew who was over there waiting for me. I knew the new patient in the room or whatever. And I really started to question why I was doing that, because I knew I was doing a disservice for the one in front of me. And so when it comes to art, and philosophically, I don't know if it gets into the philosophical world, is what focuses me on that art is, all right, this is the one. They came here for you. They came here for what you're going to help them do for themselves. You better get shit together and focus on this one person.
Love it.
And it's whether it's 15 seconds or 3 minutes or 30 minutes you're with that person, right? If you know when you're talking to somebody and they ain't listening, you know what I mean? People on your table and you're adjusting them and you ain't with them, they know.
Yep.
They absolutely know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you one. I take that this is the one. I'm really grateful you said that. And I thought you were going to say something else, which is, when I think this is the one, I think, okay, what's the one force application of all the things I could possibly do that will make the biggest influence in their nerve system? Less is more. Like, okay, if I could only do one force application, which is the one that's going to make the biggest change of them in the direction of greater organization, right, of their body. And then I do it, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe there's another one, right? I got to change. Is there another one that's going to do that? What's the next one that's going to make the next biggest change? If there is a next one, okay?
Right. If there's any at all, those are the real fun discussions when there's nothing to do.
Yes. Yes. And I've had that, you know, with people that have gotten on the table and they wanted to get on the table again. I said, there's nothing more to do. Your body's in flux. It's dynamic right now. I don't need to apply a force to make a change, you know, which is a great thing to be place to be. And it's a great place to help people understand to trust their body. You know, that's another thing. There's a story that my dad tells, and it's about Arnaud Bernier. So I think you'll appreciate this. Okay. We know Arnaud Bernier. He's one of your mentors. He's one of my mentors. And people that I've looked up to. And he was teaching he used to teach at the network programs back in the day. And Donnie was listening to him, Arnaud was teaching setups and holding the person. And he said, you hold this position, then you do this, and then you trust. Donnie literally thought that he wasn't saying thrust, but was saying trust. And he thought that was so brilliant. He was teaching, you just hold the position of the body, and then you trust. You don't actually thrust. You just trust. He actually thought that that's what he was saying, but he was saying thrust.
With the accent, yeah.
With the French accent, exactly. Yeah. He said he thought all day that that's what Arnaud was teaching, was to do that. But this is an important thing. Where does trust come into the art?
Where does trust come into the art?
Yeah.
Well, if you're, like I said, if you're setting up on somebody and you're going, I hope this is right, you're in trouble.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that when you're actually doing an adjustment as compared to a manipulation, that you're trusting. When you're doing an adjustment, you're trusting, because you're trusting that innate is going to utilize that force.
Mm-hmm.
And as compared to that I'm doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. The less is more. It's going to be fun with that. Seeing, you know, I've heard of all the different techniques at what their adjustments look like, but hearing it from people who own it, right? Who own it and totally trust what it is that they're doing. It's going to be exciting to see how people interface with others on the table.
Right, right, right. Super, super thrilling. So, how else? Last question, then we'll wrap up. I know you're going to go practice the art in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And so am I. So, last thing I'd like to ask, how important is outcome assessments in the art?
Well, it depends on what your outcome assessments are. If your outcome assessment is, did their headaches go away? It's very important, because if their headaches don't go away, they ain't coming back. And oftentimes, if their headaches do go away, you know what else is happening? They ain't coming back, because they got what they were looking for, and whatever the case may be. So assessments are important because the body's dynamic. You've said that several times today. It's in flux and in motion. And, if we haven't gotten across that, every single day at every single moment, your body, physically, emotionally, and chemicals, the stresses that are upon it, can put an interference in that nervous system that diminishes their expression of life. I would hope my indicators are all about that versus that symptomatic change.
Yeah. So I think what I'm hearing from you is that how you select your outcome assessments is important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. It may be even more important than the actual outcome assessments, like, oh, I hear that X-ray is good. Well, mm-hmm. Why are you selecting X-ray? So it's like more, what is the why of the outcome assessment that you're selecting, yep. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yep. And you got to have all kinds of different kinds, because, you know, X-ray is a static assessment. You capture that one moment in time, but you should probably I have other assessments. Not only do I have a static assessment that maybe it is X-ray, but I have dynamic. Right. In person, right there in the moment assessments,
right.
As well.
Right.
And you get all, I would think you would have to have all of those, but I will find out at Mile High.
Yeah. I
if
think
I'm missing out.
So, you know, I want to acknowledge you for, really adding such an incredible dimension as an MC for Mile High. And also acknowledge you for your contributions with Colorado Chiropractic. And acknowledge you for the philosophy session you each do each year in the morning. I know you get excited about that session. Can you say something about doing the philosophy sessions each year?
Yeah, it fires me up that morning. But this one has got me really excited, because I'm going to talk about the art in the philosophical session, which will be nice. And it's having me already starting to dive into some old texts and dust some books off and get in there, just so I can hopefully add a little bit of something, something to the weekend.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing everyone at Mile High June 3rd weekend. Dial it in, early summer. Colorado is a great place to be in the summer. Make it a vacation. And reserve your seats for sure for you and your team.
And website. What's website?
And it's milehighchiroregistration.com. It couldn't be easier to remember.
Yeah.
Milehighchiroregistration.com. And, you know, the longer you wait to reserve your seats, the more the rates for seats rise. So the earlier you pull the trigger, the more you save. And, you know, then you can spend more on, you know, enjoying Colorado and sightseeing.
And you want to get on hotel, too, because when we're open wide back up, that hotel is going to sell out. You definitely want to be on site for the evenings.
I agree with you. I agree with you. So thank you again, Joel. And thank you, everybody. Hey, never miss any Mile High Tick. Make sure you hit subscribe to the podcast and keep changing spines and lives and minds with chiropractic.
Hey, talk to you soon, Danny. Be well.